It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Judy Carmichael. You hear her on our airwaves on Monday nights at 10 p.m. for Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. She's also a Grammy-nominated artist on piano and vocals, and we've lately been playing her rendition of I Don't Know Enough About You from her album I Love Being Here With You. She's making her way to the Twin Cities for a show on Saturday, November 16th at the O'Shaughnessy in St. Paul. That's at 7:30. She's going to be joined by guitarist Andy Brown. Judy Carmichael, thanks for making some time for Jazz 88.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, Judy, you wear a tremendous amount of hats in the world of music. You sing, you play, you create an awesome radio program that we love here at Jazz 88, and you're involved in educational outreach. What do you miss the most if you have to take a break from it? So you got all these plates spinning. If you stop doing one of those things, what do you miss the most?
That is such an excellent question. I love that. Performing, that's my central thing. And I just had a big contrast because I did a concert a few days ago in West Virginia in a tiny town, and then went to McLean, Virginia, which is essentially DC, the DC area. So it was bigger and it was a radically different audience. And I love them both equally because I changed sort of what I talked about, sort of the tunes I was thinking of, and the vibe was different, equally enthusiastic. But I find that fascinating. And I think it's really interesting because I've always wanted to travel. That's my first memory. Even when I was in elementary school, I knew I was going to grow up to do something where I got to travel. And I was interested in joining the State Department as I got older, you know, anything that would get me out there, which is perfect since we just had an election, because you really don't know anything, I feel, until you're on the ground in front of the people. And that, so that's an excellent question, because that's really for me. I started out loving performing, and that's the core of what I do, and everything else kind of goes from that.
Now, I imagine, given that you're often playing in relatively small ensembles, you can be really nimble about how you do adjust. Oh, we're in West Virginia. They seem to be really responding to the songbook, or maybe they want to hear a little bit of this. When you're preparing for a gig like you'll be doing at the O'Shaughnessy on Saturday, November 16th, how many audibles will you call with Andy Brown? Will you lean over and go, all right, we're switching this up? Or do you kind of get your format, get your footing that day? How nimble is Judy Carmichael on stage?
Well, my dear, I'm very nimble, and says the tennis player. It really depends on the musician I have. And one of the great honors and thrills that I have at this stage of my career is I work with the musicians I want. And that's something you really work towards. And I've reached that and I'm thrilled with it. But even in that regard, I work with a fabulous guitarist named Larry Koontz in California, but I just had him with me. But he's more Larry Goldings than Judy Carmichael. You know, he's really doing more of that kind of thing. He does a lot of somewhat classical and avant-garde. So I was a new vibe for him, but we just loved each other and we came up with something very new, our combination. But that then meant that I don't just call my normal repertoire with him. He wants to know what it's going to be. Maybe he's never heard that tune. So that's very different. With Andy Brown, he knows everything. And I just adore him. We've worked together a lot. His wife, Petra Van Nous, is a wonderful singer and archivist of this kind. She's always finding tunes. So I'll come up with something I think is rare. And Andy's already played it with his wife. You know, I'll think I've discovered it. You go, oh, no, Petra, and I do that. So I can be really spontaneous with Andy, and which I adore. And I'm really looking forward to it because we haven't played together in a while. But he's a swinger, which I really love, too. So we would just dive in. And which you know from just seeing how I work and my schedule, 90% of the time I'm in a duo, which I love. That is the most flexible and the most intimate. I like duos in classical music. I like it in country. I love it in jazz. The right duo is very special because you're reading each other's mind. You're only thinking about the other person. And Andy and I really have a special connection.
I'm chatting with Judy Carmichael, host of Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. We air it at 10 p.m. on Mondays here on Jazz 88. She's getting ready for a show at the O'Shaughnessy in St. Paul. That's happening on Saturday, November 16th. Now, you mentioned Andy Brown being a swinger. Am I correct? That's the name of your memoir. Is that right? Swinger or something like that?
It is Swinger. Yes, that was a very smooth transition. I like that a lot.
Yes. Now, tell me about swinging and stride, because you are recognized by, you know, an authority as big as Count Basie as a true expert in the world of stride piano. As somebody who has read the word stride piano, heard a little bit of stride piano, but is not the student of it that you are and the expert of it that you are, how does it connect to all the other music you play, and what made you fall in love with this type of music that is often overlooked nowadays?
Well, most people don't know what stride means. If you say stride piano, it's pretty remote. But it was the way everybody played jazz in the early years, and they would use that word more as a verb. And they'd say that guy's really striding, meaning he was striding over the bass end of the keys from the bass notes up to the mid-range. So playing a bass note, playing the role of the bass player and the rhythm player, going back and forth. So they were striding. People refer to me as a stride pianist now because so few people do it. And it kind of evolved into swing and stride, specifically talking about the piano, that place. And then it got a little different and evolved as it got into later Teddy Wilson. And then in the early 40s, we got bebop and everything changed. The rhythm changed, all of it. And people weren't doing that kind of movement. They were what we call comping. And then the bass player started having a bigger role in that. That's the history of jazz in 2 minutes, people. So that was that. But in terms of what got me into it, I didn't know what it was either. I was I only know this from being interviewed and making this connection over the years. I was a fan of old movies when I was a little kid. I used to be obsessed with watching 30s and 40s movies on TV from the time I was in elementary school. I just loved it. Something about that music connected. So that would be the Great American Songbook. That would be Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. But if you think about it, that's all swing music. Right. I didn't think about it then, but that's what it is. And so then later I was in college as a language major. I wasn't planning on being a jazz musician. And I was playing ragtime. I had a job while I was in college playing ragtime. And then somebody, bless him, came in with a tape of early Count Basie when Basie was playing a much fuller stride style, not the Basie we all think of that's very spare and you know, in between the big band. And I didn't know who Count Basie was. I didn't know anything. I just heard it, loved it, sat in a room, taught myself, broke it down, taught myself how to do it by ear, and then just loved it and went from there. And then musicians started saying, well, if you love this, you'll love Tatum, you'll love Fats Waller. And that's what got me into it. And I still love it. It's what we'll be doing at the concert. It's very upbeat, you want to get up and dance. And everybody likes swing music, I think.
You're darn right about that. And the opportunity to dance and enjoy Judy Carmichael Saturday, November 16th at the O'Shaughnessy in St. Paul. So you're in college, you are just learning who Count Basie is. And then ultimately, because of your talent and your connections, he learns who you are. How did that feel? How did that feel when somebody who you sort of looked up to suddenly was aware of your talent? Was that just like the bee's knees to feel that? Is that a career highlight?
Yeah, it's pretty mind blowing. And it's one of those things that we all appreciate as we get older, even more. You know, at the time it can be one thing, but then as you have a longer perspective and you look back, and I think that's pretty outrageous when you think about it, because this is pre-internet. I mean, I snuck into concerts. I once got into a concert by going to the back to the stage door and saying at 22 years old, I said, I'm Count Basie, you know, and they started laughing. Here's this skinny white girl saying she's Count Basie. They let me in.
Yeah.
So you had to have chutzpah to do it because you couldn't email somebody or something like that. So I was very fortunate because I'm just old enough that when I was really young, some of these greats were still alive in the 80s. You know, Sarah Vaughan, Count Basie, Carmen McRae, these people that really supported me when they heard me. And I worked at Disneyland. And so back when I worked at Disneyland in the 80s, they would have a week-long run of Basie or the Buddy Rich Band or things like that. So I could play my sets, finish my job, and go listen to a band every single night. Yeah, and it was incredible because for me as a young woman, a lot of those jazz clubs weren't safe for me to go to. And I was also always hassled because nobody believes some young girl is there to hear the music. So I could just the whole time somebody's sitting down, hey, baby, you know. And it's not their fault. It's a bar and they wonder why I'm there. It never occurs to them to listen to the music. So I would go hear him every night. And then we were like, I was on the main, anybody who's been to Disneyland, I was the Main Street part, and they were down the street at a big outdoor theater. And when, so bit by bit, when they would take a break, when I was working, different guys in the band came and heard me and then went back and told Basie and said, you're never going to believe it. There's this girl, you know, playing this music. And I thought a lot about it. I think that if you think back then, they didn't know if jazz was going to continue. You know, those are the guys who invented jazz. So to see somebody like me, who they viewed who could do anything, and I'm sitting there playing stride piano, they like I'd come from outer space. They were really happy that somebody believed in it, was doing it from the heart. And then I did, I got to know Basie. And then eventually, the last time I heard him play, he told me backstage that he was passing the torch to me, that I was the one to do it. And he was saying, I know. He said, I was thinking his exact words were, I asked him how he was. And he said, I think I'm going to have you come out on stage and finish for me. You know, just his, he said, my arthritis, I could barely stretch a tenth. And I went, oh, how you go on. And he goes, no. If anyone could carry on for me, it's you, and I'm the one to say it. It was just really beautiful. I cried, and it was, you know, I was really young when this happened. So it was huge. It's still huge to me.
That's a tremendous experience, a lot of pressure, but I gotta say, something that you've lived up to because you've kept this music alive. And not only with what you do on stage and what you do in the studio, but also what you do with educational outreach and keeping that alive with the jazz inspired program you do. So I think jazz is in good hands with your support and your engagement. And I really appreciate you taking time to chat with Jazz 88 and to come to St. Paul. Judy Carmichael's going to be there on Saturday, November 16th at the O'Shaughnessy in St. Paul. Judy, sincerely, thank you for all the work you do in this art form, and thank you for taking time to chat with Jazz 88.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.